our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Uh-huh.
We're on vacation.
And I'm Holly.
I'm Adam.
We have like 2 hours of vacation left.
Yeah, and then I have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning to go to the gym.
Yay! I have to wake up at like some amount of time and go to work.
Yeah.
I was happy to be on vacation. It was a nice vacation. Mm-hmm. I would like some more vacations.
Yeah. I think I just want all of vacation all the time.
Yeah, I just want to not have a job.
Could we do that?
But also have money.
Hey, internet, it's up to you. Send us $1 million.
Visit us on Patreon. Pledge $100,000 a month.
And then we can go do whatever we want.
We can live our dreams.
And we promise we'll do a podcast every day.
We'll do every day. We will do a podcast every day. If you give us $100,000, we'll do a podcast every day, and we'll write you a letter.
Yeah, every day.
Unless you don't want a letter every day. Then we'll just write you one letter.
You'd be like, oh my god, these guys in their letter every day. Just like, A. It's just the same letter every day.
Yeah, I think it would get kind of boring, right?
A. It's just a postcard with an A on it. You get it? Because it's a letter?
Uh-huh. Would we ever move to B, or would it just be A?
A.
We'd spend, like...
Do you think they would cancel their subscription if they got a postcard every day with the letter A on it?
Yes, I do think so. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe sometimes we should put the letter, like, L or M.
Mm-hmm. Or the letter heart.
Or we could send, we could write like a whole thing, like a whole letter or whatever, but just send one letter a day
like
of that letter.
Message.
But then we'd have to wait like a day in between to make sure that they didn't cross, otherwise it might get really confusing.
Because they get two of them at once to be like, I don't know what one this is.
Like, is it T or O that's supposed to come next? Or maybe one of them doesn't come and then they're missing a letter and then they don't even know it.
Right. I think you could figure it out, though.
You could figure it out. It'd be like a puzzle. It'd be like a fun puzzle. Speaking of puzzles.
So what about puzzles?
We did geocaching today. I guess you're not supposed to tell people that.
We did geocaching instead of playing Zelda.
We did. But we had to solve real-life puzzles. And one of them we got wrong, but it didn't matter because we figured out anyway where we were going anyway.
I think the puzzle was wrong.
I don't think so, because people got it. I don't know. I don't know either.
I don't know either, too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, we did geocaching today. We went on vacation this weekend. We went to Rhode Island. And then we came back from Rhode Island.
I just figured out the puzzle that we did wrong.
What did you do?
It wasn't a multiplication situation. It was just put those digits in order. But I'm so used to implied multiplication, I just assumed it was multiplication. I get it now. We solved the puzzle, you guys.
We figured... Oh, we have another one.
There's another puzzle we have to solve.
There's a puzzle in Fremont.
Yeah. At a Starbucks.
Yeah. Oh, it's behind the Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's near Starbucks. Oh, we're yawning. It's tired time.
Sorry.
We're like, it's like...
I didn't get jet lagged like going to India, but going to Rhode Island really knocked me out.
I think it's good for you though, because then you go to sleep earlier.
Yeah, but I can't, because I can't go to bed anytime soon, because I just finished painting my nails.
Why didn't you do that earlier?
Because
you knew what time it was.
Because I forgot. And also because I didn't know this nail polish would take as long as it is to dry.
Mm.
I thought it would dry faster, like textured polishes usually did, but it isn't.
So did you know that the state drink of Rhode Island is coffee milk?
I didn't know that, but now I know what our snack is tonight.
Uh-huh. What is it? Is it coffee milk?
It's going to be coffee milk.
Are you going to make it?
So
we went to there was a store in the airport at the Rhode Island...
We haven't even talked about, like, HasCon and stuff
yet. We went to HasCon.
We went to HasCon. We can talk about that more, but yeah, there was a store in the Rhode Island airport. Most airports like have a store where you can get merchandise from the place you're in.
Like the Made in Washington stores.
And it was honestly mostly just stuff like t-shirts that say Rhode Island or Providence or whatever.
I want a t-shirt too.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Well, I think we're going backwards from right now. Let's start from right now.
Let's just finish the story we're on and then we'll decide the timeline.
It's too late.
Is it? Anyway, we're in this Rhode Island store and they had, before we left, Adam was looking at the Wikipedia for Rhode Island and he was saying that the national or the state drink of Rhode Island was coffee milk and we laughed and then forgot about it and then there was coffee syrup in the airport, so we bought it.
And I said, hey, remember coffee milk? And we're like, haha, we should get it. But
and
there
then
was,
we did.
The thing is, there was two different varieties of coffee syrup.
We might have got the bad one. We don't even know.
We don't know. It was good, though. We bought vanilla ice cream, and I made a milkshake and put coffee syrup in it.
It's good. It's a good idea. Coffee milk, for those unaware, like you wouldn't know what coffee milk is. It's like chocolate milk, but you make it with coffee syrup instead.
Yeah, instead of chocolate syrup. So just imagine that.
Yeah, it's not like a latte where you actually like have coffee and add milk to it or anything.
No, it's like if you have strawberry milk.
Yeah, like where you add strawberry syrup to it.
Yeah. Or caramel milk. Oh, is that a thing?
Caramel milk? No, that actually kind of sounds gross.
Is that a thing?
That sounds a little bit gross.
What if you just take milk and
put caramel? Well, the thing about caramel is that it, when it gets cold, it hardens.
No, caramel flavor. Like, you can't put real caramel. It has to be caramel syrup.
That's just caramel.
Or where does he get, like, butterscotch syrup?
That's not a thing, is it?
I don't know.
I would drink butterscotch milk immediately.
Yeah, butterscotch.
Butterscotch is just a fake flavor as it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like, if they took caramel flavor.
Could you just take, like.
Well, they have caramel color. They put it in soda.
Okay. Could you take... That's different.
How is it different?
Could you take, like, a butterscotch pudding mix?
Okay.
And just put it in, like, a lot of milk.
So it's just a little bit goopy.
So it's just, like, a tiny bit thick, but it's mostly milk.
Yeah.
But it still tastes like butterscotch.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to use 2 cups, but what if you use, like, 10 cups?
Who do you think? Oh, my God, I'm yawning. I don't know why. Is it late?
It's 9:59.
But it feels like 1 a.m.
On the Eastern time, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Right. I've already taken a whole Rick and Morty episode length nap today. I didn't mean to, but I couldn't stay awake. I missed an episode of Rick and Morty. It was the most recent one. Apparently it was good, but I couldn't do it. Are you Googling butterscotch milk?
10 best butterscotch milk recipes.
Shut up.
All right.
I think it's just a fake, you Googled it and it knows you're looking for a recipe and it's not actually going to show you
butterscotch sauce with milk.
That's different. Yeah, that's what I told you. I think it's fake.
I wonder if there's butterscotch syrup.
No, why? What? You abandoned butterscotch milk so quickly.
Oh, yeah, you can get Tirani butterscotch and then just put it in milk.
That'd be gross, though.
Why? It's the same exact thing.
I don't think so.
I think the coffee syrup that I got is just that in like a Hershey's syrup bottle.
Yeah, it's like the same bottle Hershey's uses. Okay, so now that we're trying to chronologically do this, you want to work backwards?
We're going to do this like Memento.
I don't know.
We're going to Memento it.
We should try to start at the beginning.
We should start at the end and go backwards. Because they know the ending. They know we're already here. But they don't know how we got here from where we were.
I think that might get confusing.
The only other part of the puzzle they know is that we were at the Rhode Island airport.
They also know that we were at HazCon, and they know that we went geocaching.
So now is the part where we tell a story, where we put it all together and make it sound awesome.
Did you ever see the movie Memento? It's a bad movie.
No. Oh my God.
It's not a good movie. I don't know why anyone likes it. It's a terrible movie. I think I just don't like movies that betray me. Oh. And that movie betrays you.
Yeah.
I don't like being betrayed.
You don't like a unreliable narrator?
No.
Like Mr. Robot?
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. I like reliability.
You like reliable narrator?
Yeah.
Like most movies?
Most movies. Okay, so do you want to start at the beginning or you want to start at the end?
We want to start at the end.
I'm not jumping around. Okay, so we just watched an episode of Silicon Valley.
Uh-huh.
We're at the second to last episode of the third season. Mm-hmm. So
we have one more episode. We're going to watch one more episode and we're not going to fall asleep.
No.
We're talking about the future now.
It's only like half an hour.
We're like moving into the future. We can't do that. We have to go through the past.
Yeah. Okay, so we watched Silicon Valley. Before that,
we watched
a movie called The Final Girls.
It stars What's her name from Watchmen?
Thaisa Farmiga.
The lady from Watchmen, and then the girl from...
Wait, which one's the lady from Watchmen? The blonde one.
Yeah. And then...
And the girl from American Horror Story.
And then the guy from Silicon Valley.
And the guy from...
Workaholics.
That's about it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, no, and the girl from Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah, that other girl.
Yeah.
The one that you like.
The one I like.
The one from Pee-wee's Big...
Yeah.
Big Holiday.
Yeah, she's good.
Remember Pee-wee's Big Holiday where he let the balloon...
That was a great movie. It was a great movie.
Yeah, Pee-wee's Big Holiday. If you haven't seen that one, you should watch it because it's better than it ought to be.
Yeah. So that's what we watched then. And then before that, we watched an episode of Twin Peaks.
Oh.
Oh, no, we watched Rick and Morty.
We watched two episodes of Rick and Morty.
You watched two episodes. I watched one episode. Mostly. And I actually don't even know how that episode ended.
And the... Oh, my gosh. The most recent episode of Rick and Morty is the best episode of Rick and Morty I've seen this season.
Yeah, so I guess I should watch that one.
Yeah, that one's really good. And it's got special guest voice Jeff Davis as Sam Elliott voiceover.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so yeah, that we watched Rick and Morty. But then before that, we watched episode 3 of Twin Peaks, the original.
Yeah.
You guys, we can't watch this more than like every couple months.
We watch one episode every couple months.
It's so weird. It's so... Like, not weird in, like, a cool way. Just weird.
Yeah, it's just like, and I don't know what's going on. This doesn't make sense. It's so slow.
I like weird things. I like weird things a lot. Like, I'm into weird stuff, but... Mm-hmm.
It has to be good.
At some point, like, man.
Like, there
and
was,
I have
like...
I heard that the first time you watch Twin Peaks is hard.
Yeah, it's hard. We watched the first episode 3 times, and we're just like, no, I can't get... I don't get it.
And it's better if you get through... Well... I think if listeners were to go back a few months on the podcast, they would hear that we watched the first one again and we were actually on board with it.
Okay.
But what happened in between then is it got boring.
Yeah.
Weird.
I think the end of the third episode was the best part. Like the last 5 minutes when that red room with that little guy who was talking backwards. Though. Yeah, but it was weird and that was cool and weird. Like I was glued to the screen watching that.
Yeah, but nothing was happening.
But the rest of the episode was boring.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really remember any of it.
And then before that, we got food.
We got some food. Food happened in between there.
Yeah, it was.
We ordered on Postmates.
We can't go forward. We have to go back. We missed it. We can't talk about it anymore.
We just missed it. We can't talk about it.
And then we went geocaching before that.
Yeah, we went geocaching. We did. There's one in Fremont.
Mm-hmm. It was a multi-cache, so we had to go to 3 different spots.
Uh-huh. We tried to do another multi-cache, but it was at the library, and it was like...
The library is under...
Yeah,
being
the library
painted,
is being repainted, so they just told us where the land was. So it just said where it was.
Yeah.
And Which was fine.
And it was an awesome... That was the coolest one.
That one was really cool. That was the coolest one.
Yeah, the Fremont Library is the coolest geocache.
And we did one on Fremont Avenue... Which we took way too long to find, honestly.
Yeah, that one was just...
It was really
spot.
Straightforward, and we're just not...
And we did, like, 4... And then before that, we took the bus from downtown.
Oh, yeah, we were in Pioneer Square.
We were at the Pioneer Square, and then we did 3 of them there. 4 of them. And then in between, we ate at Tat's Deli, which is, like,
a Philly...
They have Philly cheesesteaks, which are awesome.
It's like an East Coast-style subs, but they're, like, really good.
Well, yeah, because I know what they're doing in the East Coast.
Well, it's because I mentioned Grand Junction yesterday, and you were like, oh, man. And then there was this other place we were going to go called the Other Coast Cafe.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, what about Tat's? And then we're like, they're always closed when we go there.
And they were. They were closed. Mm-hmm. It turns out they're only mostly open for lunch.
Yeah, they're open for lunch.
And
so
then
we
until
lunch.
6 on Saturdays, which is, like, a really weird time to be open till.
Yeah. Well, Saturdays is different because...
Oh, no, wait, they're closed. They're closed Sundays.
They're closed Sundays all day. We always go there. We always want to go there on a Sunday, and they're always closed. So we went on Monday because...
It was good. It was worth it.
It was our last day off before we have to go back to work.
And then before that, we were awake.
We were at home.
You made me coffee and it got cold.
I made you coffee.
It got cold because I'm really bad at being a human.
And then... Oh, no, wait, wait. You woke up. And then before that, I made you coffee.
No, you made coffee after I woke up. Because you asked me.
Oh, that's right.
Coffee.
Well, you weren't, like, about.
I was not about yet, no.
You were awake,
I was listening
about.
To podcasts in bed.
Right. Oh, I have so many podcasts to catch up on.
Uh-huh. That's good. You got a job where you listen to podcasts. So.
Yeah.
I don't have one of those.
And then before that, we went to sleep.
I think we can skip the sleeping parts.
And then before that, what did we do last night?
I watched a lot of YouTube last night.
Oh, I went to sleep at 8:30 p.m.
Yeah,
last night.
Yesterday was weird. Last night, because yesterday was when we flew home, and Mm-hmm. And we were both very tired, and I fell asleep super early. I fell asleep on the couch, and then I woke up, and I, like, went back to bed and slept a really long time. And
What did we have for food yesterday? I forget what it was. Because we were worried about what we were going to eat.
I had grocery store sushi, and you had Wally Burger.
Oh, I had a Wally Burger. It was good.
I don't know. I disagree.
You didn't get the one that I got.
I don't think they're worth the cost. They're way too expensive for what you get.
I thought it was a good burger. But anyway... So we had dinner, and then...
You had to wait, like, 15 minutes for it,
though. I did. I waited a lot. Well, that's because they just made the whole thing. Like, they slaughtered the cow in the back.
Yeah, and
they
had
to,
like,
wait for it to drain.
Honestly,
then they had to grind
up
the meat.
There was nobody else. Like, you were the only one they were making an order for at that time. Mm-hmm. So there's really no reason it should take 15 minutes to make a burger.
Yeah.
Especially not that burger. It's not like it was a 3-inch thick burger. It was just, like a regular burger.
It was a good-ass burger.
And I had grocery store sushi.
And then
before that, we were on a train, and before that, we were on a plane.
Uh-huh.
And before that, we were in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm. And then in
Rhode
Island...
Actually, we were in D.C. for a minute, where I saw a really horrific t-shirt with, like, Trump on a tank.
Oh, that was great. Like, I almost bought that t-shirt.
No, don't ever give money to those people. You can't do it.
So anyway, yeah, well, yeah, that they're allowed to have it in D.C. because that's where the president lives.
No, it's awful.
But anyway, so before that, we were in Rhode Island. And then in Rhode Island, we went to the store where we bought coffee milk.
Yep.
And then before that, we were at our Airbnb.
We can talk about the Airbnb on a whole, I think, now. Because we've acknowledged that we were there.
Yes.
So how did you feel about our Airbnb?
I thought our Airbnb was cool, except that it was a super old building, which means they have oddly sized rooms.
Yeah. And the whole place was, like, huge. It was really big. It was, like... 3 bedrooms, like a giant living room, giant dining room, giant kitchen, but the bathroom, you could barely walk in.
Yeah, it was the whole floor, like the
floor was the apartment, and the sink was like this. It's the smallest sink I've ever used. I didn't know they made sinks that small, but they do.
And then the kitchen was gigantic, but there was nothing in it.
Yeah, there was just a bunch of empty space, and then like the sink was over where there was barely any light. It was a strange setup. Because, yeah, it was old. It was really old. But it was cool.
Oh.
I didn't realize until late on Saturday, I think, that we'd been told that we would be there alone the whole weekend.
Yeah, because you were like, close the door because there's people.
Yeah, I was always afraid someone was going to come home because, like, someone clearly lives there. Yeah, there's, like, a room that's blocked off. But what I forgot, because she didn't say it in the messages, only in, like, the...
And the listing
itself is that, like, you will have the whole place to yourself the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Honestly, it didn't seem like she really goes there that often.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But that she had HBO Go, so that's where we watched the end of the second season and the beginning of the third season of Silicon Valley on Saturday night.
We watched something we regretted watching. What was it?
Something we regretted watching?
Krampus? Yeah, we watched Krampus.
Oh, we watched Krampus, but we didn't pay attention to it.
We didn't pay any attention. I'll maybe try to watch it again at Christmas.
Yeah. We watched Catch Me If You Can, which was good.
Catch Me If You Can was great.
Every time I see that, I'm like, yeah, it was good. I watched it a lot, like a couple times when I was younger, and I liked it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Catch Me If You Can recently or like since it came out,
yeah, it's still good. It holds up.
And read the Wikipedia page.
That Leo DiCaprio knows what he's doing. He's always good at being in the movies. All right.
Hold on, I'm about to find out.
Okay, I'm holding on.
How much that place was worth.
Are you going to Zillow it?
I'm going to try.
We're going to Zillow it. I'm going to make us some coffee milk.
Okay, go make us some coffee milk if you move your legs.
28
Spicer Street. No, that's not
Spencer.
What I want. Yeah, I know, but it says it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it does exist.
I know it does, but they don't think that it does.
Well, it's like 24 to 28 because it was one building.
I'm going to try like 32. Why does it only think it's... Spicer Street. All right, let me just try nothing at all Spencer Street. Oh, maybe we should edit out her address on the podcast.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels like a weird thing.
You can
just
say other random addresses, too.
I mean, honestly, if you're ever in Providence, Rhode Island, maybe give that one a go.
Yeah, it's a good Airbnb. It's a advertisement.
Mm-hmm. I guess I could try to find something else in the area. It's not even recognized as Spencer Street as, like, a place.
All right. Let me stir this thing.
All right. Estimates. $245,000 for a condo there. I can't tell if it's for the entire...
Oh, man, that's good.
It's for, like, a two-family house. That's... Yeah, that's really not bad. What are you handing me the coffee
syrup
for?
So you can read what it is.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, this the whole two-family house is $244,000, which is really, really not bad. We looked into a condo there when we were there, remember?
Uh-huh.
So...
Yeah, it's super cheap, well, compared to Seattle. Everything's cheap.
Yeah, everything feels really cheap. I guess it's not that cheap. Hey, I gotta drink some.
You're supposed to read it.
Okay. Official state drink of Rhode Island, Eclipse, naturally flavored coffee syrup. For milkshakes, mix 2 tablespoons to an 8-ounce glass of milk or to desired taste. I don't think they know what milkshakes are, but that's okay. That's okay. As is a dessert topping, pour it over ice cream, pudding, or cake. Ingredients. High fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Corn syrup.
Uh-huh.
Coffee extract, caramel color, and potassium sorbate. Contains sulfites.
How come that's not in the ingredients? It just says contains sulfites, but it doesn't say sulfites are in the ingredients.
It's 1 pint. Finlay Extracts and Ingredients USA Incorporated, 10 Blackstone Valley Place, Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Lincoln, Rhode Island. And this is Eclipse brand, naturally flavored coffee syrup.
It's good, though.
And it's in like a brown, like a tan Hershey bottle. Hershey syrup.
It says 2 tablespoons. I think you need more. Or this is more than 8 ounces of milk, too. Hey, don't drink it all.
I just like like a little bit of a hint of it.
Yeah, it's like an aftertaste of coffee.
You don't want
honestly, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. We're probably going to... You can find these on eBay. We found the... There was another brand, too, in like a big...
Like a big
brown...
Jug.
It looked like a hydrogen peroxide bottle.
Honestly, we should probably just get that one next time. That shit's not going to go bad.
Yeah. Well, I think we should get the 3-pack. Because they have 3 different brands. Like, you could try all 3
mm-hmm.
of official state drink of Rhode Island.
Yeah, you can get Eclipse coffee syrup on Amazon. Costs about twice what we paid for it.
Mm.
It's like $10 for a pint, and we paid $5.
And if you live in Rhode Island, you already know this. But let's be honest, nobody that listens to this lives in Rhode Island. Except for H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, yeah. So, we got to pick up. I think we did Sunday already, so we got to go to Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, we watched movies, which I think we were talking about. We ordered pizza. We ordered Brooklyn-style pizza.
Rhode Island pizza.
We ordered Brooklyn-style pizza from Rhode Island. And it was good. It's good pizza. We had garlic knots. Adam didn't like them.
I liked them.
I
like the garlic knots.
There was very fresh garlic. It was fresh garlic taste, not like roasted garlic taste. Which
yeah.
It might have been weird.
Yeah, it was. I'd rather just eat more of the stromboli.
Yeah, we had a stromboli. That was pretty good.
Excuse me.
Because there were a lot of other places we could have eaten and probably should have eaten. Apparently, we were in a place for good food. Like, 2 independent people told us that. But instead, we ordered pizza. So, I think we were just tired of going places.
Yeah, we just wanted to be inside because we were walking around all
and
day.
And honestly, it was nice to just sit inside. So, the Airbnb we were at was actually really not that far from kind of anything. We took public transportation once, a couple times. We took a couple of lifts. Took a lift to the airport. It was like... $20 or something. It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Considering the airport's technically in a different city.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
It's in Warwick.
Warwick. Or Warwick. I don't know how they say it there.
Our Lyft driver on Sunday seemed nice.
Yeah, he was a good
dude.
He was
a cool guy. He nodded along sufficiently when you talked about Lovecraft, even though he didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone knows who he was.
I don't know how nobody knows who that is.
Who Lovecraft is?
Yeah, H.P. Lovecraft.
I mean, I think it's pretty specific. Like, if you're a sports person, you probably don't know who Lovecraft is. Like, I don't think those worlds cross over that much. And that dude was definitely a sports person.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He was a sports guy.
Okay.
Come closer to the microphone. Come in with me. Do a podcast with me.
I'm in a podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm in a podcast, too.
What if being in a podcast meant that you had to stay in a podcast, like in a pod? Had to wear a cast.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it every time.
Oh, yeah. I guess we never show anyone pictures of our pods and our casts.
We don't have a live stream of our podcast.
That's better. It's better that we don't.
Yeah. But when
we used to open stuff on
video. So we didn't even finish what happened on Saturday.
Yeah, I know. I was taking a sidetrack about our Lyft driver.
Okay, so Saturday, you went back to Sunday. You're doing it wrong. You can't go there.
We've never been known for our linear storytelling.
No, this is reverse linear.
We're trying. We're doing our best.
So Saturday, we watched movies at night, and then in the daytime...
We walked around a lot.
We walked around, like, where all the historic district with my cousin Bobby.
Yeah! He was cool!
Yeah, Bobby, he lives in, like, halfway between Providence and Boston.
Which... are much closer together than you might think.
Yeah. It was like, it's
or
like,
maybe you know this. Maybe you already knew this and you're like, you fools, of course they're close
It's like
together.
Half an hour drive either way for him. So.
We had no idea, but it was like a 40-minute train ride. It was not even anything.
Yeah, and the train went slow.
It was a slow train. The train could have gone faster and gotten there faster.
Yeah.
It was a nice leisurely train.
Like they weren't trying real hard to get there.
So anyway, yeah, you bought a mug. You bought a coffee mug?
Where is it?
It's still in the luggage, I think.
Oh, we gotta wash it.
You gotta bring that with you to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I gotta bring it with me.
Isn't that like your whole thing you're gonna do is bring it to work and then tell people not to use your best friend that you bought? But tell everyone about your mug.
It has a gnome on it.
Where did you buy it?
I bought it at just some little weird...
It was a bookstore that they use the money to fund swimming lessons for inner city kids.
Yeah.
It's a very specific charity.
Uh-huh.
But whatever, I guess.
That guy was into it.
Yeah, I don't know when an inner city kid really needs to learn how to swim.
Uh-huh.
But.
Well, I mean, they're in Rhode Island. It's an island.
I don't think it's actually.
It's not an island, but
they
call
it that.
Why did
they call it Rhode Island?
Anyway,
was there an island that was Rhode Island?
I don't know.
Island
There's some little islands off of the main bit. But I also learned that the state of Rhode Island has the longest name of any state, even though it's the smallest state, and the second most densely populated state. I learned a lot about Rhode Island from Wikipedia.
Huh. I'm trying to make up for it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were there with your cousin Bobby.
Mm-hmm. And we walked around.
He came alone. He did not bring Jeff.
Yeah.
He should have.
Yeah, well, Jeff had work to do.
Yeah.
But we walked around downtown, and then before that, we had brunch.
What'd you have for brunch?
I had some kind of French toast.
Yeah, French, you need like a three type French
toast. It was like
toast
a fancy French
toast.
On la
cave, because we were at a place called cave.
I think it had like walnuts and apples or something like that.
Yeah, it seemed real fancy.
Yeah, it was good.
A crab cake. It was good, you guys. If you never had a crab cake, I recommend it. I've never had a crab cake. Well, I have now. Mm-hmm. I had not ever had a crab cake before.
And then before that, we woke up. And then before that, we went to sleep.
Uh-huh. I thought we were skipping those parts.
Well, then how do they know what? How do they know what day it is then?
I don't know. Do you want to talk more about walking around the historic district?
Oh, I saw a picture of H.P. Lovecraft on like a plaque at Brown University, and I took a picture of it and put it on Facebook, and like a million people hit like on it.
Like 150.
It's like a million, like literally 150 people, but like a million.
But like a million. Yeah, the historical district there is really cool, because all of the buildings, like we were pretty much just in and around Brown University, which is in Rhode Island, that big prestigious Ivy League one.
Mm-hmm. The one that's brown?
Yeah. I don't know, it's kind of reddish.
It was more brick than brown,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, it was a little bit reddish.
Reddish brown.
But, like, all of the houses around there have plaques on them saying who they were originally built by and, like, what years that person lived and stuff. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
So there was one that was for sale, I think. It was a condo for sale. And we're like, this is a beautiful building. We looked it up and it was totally reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a better condo than you would get here for the same price. Which isn't saying much.
Yeah.
Because you have to live in Rhode Island.
Right. By Brown Seattle. University around a bunch of stupid college kids.
And weird hills and sidewalks they do not even begin
Listeners,
to attempt to maintain.
Do you guys know about college kids?
They are pretty rough.
They're the worst.
Our apologies if you are a college kid, but you are the worst.
Also, we saw...
If you're a college adult, you're okay.
We saw a baby cow.
We did see a baby cow. They were having like an international student welcoming something something thing that day. And there was a baby cow.
Uh-huh.
He was in a little fence. He looked tired.
He was in the tiniest cage.
He looked real tired.
It was a cage that was smaller than him.
No, it was not. He was in it, so it had to be bigger.
I guess
than
it was
him.
Just the same size as him. If
it
he,
was a
like, decided
bigger.
To have a growth spurt, the cage would not hold him.
Growth spurt! That's just how it works when you're growing up, is you get bigger and on the spot.
Yeah. And then before that, we. Oh, Friday. What did we do Friday?
HasCon?
We went to HasCon.
Well, at night, the last thing we did we try to watch any movies or anything Friday?
No, we just went to sleep.
No, we didn't. We watched...
We watched stuff in bed. We watched
videos
about
it
in bed.
We'll get to that.
Wait, when did we watch it? We watched it on Saturday. Or was it Friday? No, it was Saturday.
No, it was Friday.
Was it Friday?
Yeah, it was when we were done with the con.
Oh, that's right.
I think. Because we left pretty early. So we were like, I don't know what else we're going to do.
Yeah, we did that thing, the last event, and then we went to do that.
No, we saw it Thursday.
Thursday. It was before.
Yeah, it was before even, because we had plenty of time and we'd flown in. And
that's right. Oh, because it was the first showing.
It was the very first showing.
Anyway, we're not at Thursday yet. We'll get back to that.
No, I was going to talk about the diner that we went to.
Oh, that was the best diner. We went to the diner after
HasCon. Okay, so do you guys know what a food truck is? Kind of like that, except it was more like a trailer, like a semi-trailer in size. And you go in, and it was a diner, and it had like five chairs, like little stools up against a bench, and they sold diner food. It was really cute.
Instead of more being like a food truck, it was more like one of those 50s, like trailers that they have.
Diners.
No, it's like a 50s, like camper trailer.
Yeah.
Like a silver, it was like silver on the outside. Like
an Airstream.
Yeah.
But inside, a diner in it.
There was like a little counter where you order food and then people making food behind it. And then like three tiny chairs and like a little bench around the outside and you could sit inside.
We sat outside because it seemed better. It was nice outside and there was more room.
I mean, it's just a truck, so it's crowded if you stay inside. But we waited for our food inside of the trailer.
But it was good. It was honestly good at like lower than usual food truck prices, and they were open super late.
Yeah, good food truck.
It was exactly what I expected it to be, which was refreshing.
Yeah,
I'm not used to that. I'm used to buying food at food trucks and being really upset because it costs a lot of money and is not really worth the price.
Our last event was, the anniversary.
It was the anniversary
anniversary draft. So we did a draft with just a bunch of random magic packs, we were supposed to play three games, but since it was the last event of the evening, we couldn't find enough people to play, so they just gave us extra tickets.
Yeah, I had delayed to play with you because I thought you were going to play with me, but then you played with someone else, so I had to wait for your game to be done. So by the time we were finished, and our game went kind of long, by the time you were finished, there was like no one else to play against, or they were all actively in their last games or whatever. So they just gave us free wins and free tickets, out of which we got a
Commander deck.
Yeah, so we basically just got
vampire
a free
commander deck.
So let's talk overall about what the format, what events looked like at HasCon. So HasCon, Hasbro convention, overall the convention for all of Hasbro's IPs and brands and everything like that. One of which is Wizards of the Coast owned Magic the Gathering. Also Dungeons and Dragons, which we played a cool demo of a D&D
board
like
game.
A 4th edition, 5th edition hybrid. It's a board game, but there was a video game version of it. And honestly, I think the video game must be better. There's no way the board game is good.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was pretty decent, honestly.
Yeah, I just didn't like that you can't just attack. You have to do, like, an ability.
Yeah, so they took that from 4th edition, which I'm fine with it in a video game. Because often in a video game, you only have an ability that you can do. Like, you can't just attack.
No, the normal, like, default is attack. And then you do other stuff.
In D&D, sure, but not necessarily in other video games. There are video games where you don't just attack.
Like what?
I can't think of any right now, but I know that there are some.
I think it's that one game that we played there is the one. Or like Mario Twins. You don't do it. There's no attack. You just jump.
No, there's no attack in like World of Warcraft. You don't just attack.
I thought you just like run into them and then attack.
You use like a power thing or a button.
Right, but
or
there's like an automatic attack like...
Yeah, but it's still like a power that you're using. I think. I don't think. It's
I thought
just
that they
attack.
Like they have to like re like you have to wait. They like they glow.
They recharge.
They recharge.
They do,
the time.
But it's not just like it's not just attack. It's like a thing that you're doing.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I know that there's a lot of special abilities.
It's been a long time.
I remember seeing. I played World of Warcraft once, and then like I did it, and then there's like all these different things on the bottom that you like you have to hit like F3 and then it does a thing and then you hit F4 and it does a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah, but you have to wait for it to recharge.
So anyway, do you want to address how events worked?
Yeah, so each event was an hour long, and you're supposed to play three games in an hour against three different people.
Yeah. That and also like whatever other thing you were supposed to be.
So
doing.
We did I went there for the Iconic Masters Sealed. And I was expecting, like, a full event, but they
Yeah, because they build it as a full event, I think. Maybe we just didn't look into it enough. I don't know.
But anyway, so they were running them every hour. The first one, we got into the first one, and they gave us six packs. They're like, all right, open these six packs, build a deck, and then play against three people, play one game each. And that was
it wasn't, and it was like, when you, once you've won or lost, bring your thing up, we'll mark it, and then just find someone with a similar record to yours.
Yeah.
There was no official, like, event pairings or anything. They bothered to give us pairings at the beginning, which I thought was kind of weird.
It was more like a league play.
Yeah, like, I don't really understand why
that was just for sit, for where you sit.
Yeah, but why?
So you know where to sit.
But why?
So you know where to sit. So everybody has a spot and nobody's like looking for chairs. You just find the one where you're supposed to be at.
I guess.
It's just for deck building. But because if they just say go sit down, there's the whole big room.
Sure. Then, you can go anywhere and you might not hear announcements and stuff. Okay, that's fair. But yeah, so one game, you just play three games, which, I mean, if you're not familiar with Magic the Gathering, usually you play like...
A match
three to five rounds of three games, meaning you play like 9 to 15 games in an event.
In an event.
This, you played three.
So I don't even remember what my deck was. Like,
yeah, I don't either.
Three games.
I don't remember what mine was.
And then I was done.
I know I lost. I lost the first two, and then some guy just gave me a free win.
Yeah.
I only won one time that day against you. Mm-hmm. I beat you with my draft deck.
Yeah, my deck.
My second time ever drafting.
Yeah.
Well, I drafted a pretty decent deck. Who knows what I gave away?
Yeah.
I might have given away some real money cards or some really good deck or good cards, but I had no idea what I was doing, so I just found a card at the beginning and
that's,
I was like,
that's how you do it.
I guess I'll just take those ones.
And that's the good thing about being in those drafts too, against a lot of people who are like don't know any of the card values. You just take all the expensive stuff and then they give it to you.
Yeah. One thing that I'll note is that HasCon seemed to be geared very strongly towards a casual player.
Yeah.
Which is weird because Iconic Masters is not at all geared towards a casual player. It's very much people who are into the game.
Yeah.
So it was like, they had a bit of an identity crisis. I don't think they really knew what they were.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think they ran the events in a way that made any sense either way.
Well, the good news is that the lines for getting promos and stuff were super short.
By the time we got there, they were.
Yeah. And then we got...
They were really long.
We got our maximum amount of the... Oh, we haven't even opened those.
We haven't opened
the promos. We should look at
those. We should do that after we're done here.
Okay. So we got the HasCon promos, which are... It has like Grimlock, like a Transformers guy.
Yeah, they had... So they had these mashups of Magic the Gathering and other Hasbro things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was like Transformers.
Nerf and D&D.
What else did we get that was a mashup? What else was it?
I don't know what you mean.
Was it possibly a playmat?
Oh, yeah, I got a playmat with the Grimlock on it.
What's cool about it?
It has a robot man on one side and a dinosaur
it's
man on the
other
side. It's a
double-sided playmat. It's super cool.
They only ever did that once before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool. We managed to get one, but they sold out really quickly because they were obviously very popular. But we got them through the prize wall, which was cool.
Yeah.
You only needed like seven to get
seven
it.
Tickets
it wasn't
for that.
Much at all.
Yeah.
Between the two of us, we pulled our tickets.
That's like $35. Each ticket is about $5.
Really?
Yeah.
And they just gave them to us? Okay.
Yeah, they just give you a bunch of tickets. But we paid $60 to get in the Iconic Masters.
That's true.
Event.
But you definitely made your money back on that.
Yeah.
You're internet famous, but nobody knows it.
My thumb is internet famous.
Well, your thumb isn't even really on it.
And this.
And like, you're on Scryfall and stuff, but.
Well, not anymore. They got
did they finally get the official
Well,
pictures?
Yeah, they did it on Monday. But where is it?
You were the official spoiler in the official Scryfall picture for a while.
For this.
And then, yeah, it's a foil Grove of the Burn Willows. It's funny because someone online was like, it's nice to finally see one that's not foil.
Yeah.
But it was foil.
Yeah, the picture.
You couldn't tell from the picture that it was foil.
But, so I have a foil Grove of the Burn Willows now that I'm probably just going to put in a commander deck.
Adam is going to have an article coming out soon on cardkingdom.com. You should check that out. On the blog.
He
writes articles for
the
blog.
It's about Iconic Masters. It's just a short article talking about how Iconic Masters was.
And how HasCon was in general, or do you really just lump it down with Iconic Masters?
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't talk much about HasCon except for Iconic Masters, because that was why I went.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, I don't remember the deck that you built either.
Yeah. I also got a Star Wars Captain Rex promo figure, Black Series.
Uh-huh.
And you got...
I got a Deadpool
figure.
Which was not at all for me.
Yeah.
Not keeping that.
Oh, okay.
Got
you should have got an extra one. I would like a Deadpool.
Well, you didn't tell me.
Well.
How was I supposed to know? You know I got it for Dan, not
I like
me.
Deadpool.
You could have gotten one.
Well, just keep that one and you can go buy a different one.
I think that the point is that you can't just go buy a different one because they only sold them at HasCon.
Well, get them on eBay. They can't be much.
How much are, eBay. HasCon Deadpool.
Alright, hold on. Where's eBay?
I don't think you have a quick link to eBay.
I
oh,
do.
You do.
I
okay.
Do.
HasCon
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
It's only $60.
$60? That's not even bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought it for $20, but who's counting?
I wonder how much.
Just look for HasCon in general. Just search HasCon.
HasCon.
Oh, they're just the individual tokens. You see that go up a little bit?
Yeah, it's for the dragon tokens. The gold dragon tokens.
It's just one of them. And closed then, beta priority code.
This guy.
Oh, that's another thing that happened at Magic the Gathering. They announced a... Or Magic the Gathering, yeah. At HasCon, they announced a Magic Arena beta that's happening. Do you want to talk about Magic Arena?
Oh, yeah. There was... There's a game called Magic MTG Arena.
And it looks like...
Hearthstone.
Hearthstone with Magic cards.
Yeah, so they made it so they can have it be like a streaming game.
Mm-hmm.
Because people love watching like Hearthstone stream because it's like quick and...
Yeah, you move through it quickly.
Yeah, and you can kind of see everything.
It's like, yeah, it's really straightforward what's happening. It's hard to read cards on Magic streams.
Yeah, so they're making it more user-friendly and quicker.
115, someone's trying to get four at 100, someone's trying to get four.
No, these are the sold listings.
Oh, these are sold ones? 105. Okay, so we got four of them.
Yeah.
And they paid $30 each.
Yeah.
So I think we came out pretty good. Ooh, is that,
This is Rex.
Is your playmat on there?
Oh, I don't know yet.
I don't know if it'll show up.
They have the other playmat.
The Yosei one.
There's Captain Rex for $100.
Is that the one you got?
Yeah.
Nice. I kind of feel like we should have just bought all the con exclusives.
Just buy as many as you... Well, we wouldn't have been able to fit them in our luggage.
No, we wouldn't. We barely fit what we got. We would have to get more luggage. Oh, yeah. We haven't made it that far back in our story yet, and we should probably get going to the story. HasCon happened. It was fine.
Uh-huh.
Before HasCon, the night before, we saw It, the new movie. Do you want to give me a review of It? Real quick review?
Oh, man, it was good.
It was... I was scared. It scared the butt out of me. Nobody else to talk to was scared except us. I don't know why we were scared and they were not, but it was scary.
There were some jumps...
It was all jumps.
Yeah.
It was all jump scares.
But I just love the source material, and I thought that they did a good job of changing it enough so it was still
I think they did a good job adapting it. I think they could have done better with representation in some characters. Like, they made the girl slutty. That sucks. And they kind of erased the only small role that the Black Kid even had in the first place.
Yeah, I didn't like that they did that. Like, I noticed that in the movie. I'm like, why did they...
He was already the only Black character in, the entire book, and then they made him even less important.
Yeah.
Which sucked a lot. Maybe he'll be more important in the adult one, but that doesn't
but
matter.
But at least,
I don't think he
at
will.
At least Henry Bowers wasn't yelling at, like, racial slurs at him the whole time.
Yeah, that's true.
That was nice.
At least we got that.
That was
going for us.
An uptick on that. Instead of taking away,
they like
all
weirdly
this...
sexualized a 14-year-old girl, but
yeah, I didn't notice that. Like,
really?
I mean, because they're like, there's other.
Do you remember the part where she was in her underwear and they were all staring
at her? Yeah, because they're like 12-year-old kids.
Yeah, but they didn't have to do that.
Well, I mean, if I was a 12-year-old kid and there's
a
14-year-old girl
in her
underwear,
that scene at all?
Okay, sure. I mean, I get it, but it's like, whatever.
I don't know. I thought that was.
I just didn't think it was weird.
Anyway, I thought it was scary, but you might not.
I thought it was good. I really like Pennywise.
You thought it was scary too.
Yeah.
You can try to pretend that you did.
Well, no,
shouted.
There was.
Aloud.
I only shouted out loud like twice. But
we were both like gripping onto each other most of the time.
Just the time when they were watching the.
Oh, the slideshow.
The slideshow. That was. That's what got me.
I looked away from the screen. Uh-huh. See, I think that maybe I get scared in a different way than other people, because my sister was like, well, you saw all the jump scares coming, so they weren't scary, but
that's why
I thought
scary.
They were more scary.
Because you're like, oh, something's going to happen.
Yeah, you saw them coming, and like they were building up to it, and any second it was going to happen, and that made it, the anticipation of that made it more scary.
Yeah, and it was there, and then like when Richie was in the clown room is when that was the other time.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't. There's something bad's going to happen.
What else? Overarching themes of it. Need a little more character development.
Yeah.
That was kind of disappointing.
Like
but they had to cut stuff out for
them. Yeah, they cut some stuff out with Ben, but they put in the New Kids on the Block thing, which I thought was fun. That was a nice homage to the 80s.
That was cute. Cut out the weird scene at the end. My sister's reading the book right now, so I don't want to talk about it more.
Oh,
but they obviously did not include that, because you can't.
Yeah, that's...
I think they could have handled the ending better. I know you like the ending, but I think they could have handled it better.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I thought they did well with it.
I don't think that it was clear enough, like,
that because they worked together,
it was because they weren't afraid and they worked together and like they just believed it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there was enough of that childish,
I think in,
like,
in the miniseries, you could tell that the belief was there more because of, like, the Eddie's, like, asthma spray or whatever.
Yeah, in this one, it wasn't about the belief. It was more about we're not afraid of you anymore. But yeah. I think, honestly, I would have preferred it if they'd still been afraid, but they just believed hard enough. Like, their childish innocence just let them believe that it would work. Because that's why it worked in the book. It's because they were just like, we just think it will.
Yeah, it has to, because it's going
to
work.
Yeah, it has to. Yeah. I mean, there's, like, a whole other part of it that, like, helps them finish it off. Yeah. But that isn't really necessary.
And I'm excited to see what they do with the second movie, because it gets weird.
Yeah, I think that the second movie, if you like the first movie, is probably really going to be disappointing, because it's going to be a very different movie.
Yeah, because if you've read the book, or if you haven't, the second one is when they're grown-ups, which is in the book. Like, the book of It is half of them when they're kids.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably about, like...
It's more half, when they're kids.
Half when they're kids, a third when they're adults, and then, like, a sixth of other stuff happening.
Yeah. Like, just like the town.
Yeah, about the town. Yeah. So there's a whole other story that is going on about them when they're grown up, when It comes back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, spoiler, It comes back.
Yeah, well, obviously.
You already knew that because it said chapter one.
The
end of the movie. Okay, we saw It. That was good. I bought a Michael Jackson wall calendar. Very good. You're good at it. What's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
That one.
Is it?
Smooth Criminal.
Do you know my favorite Michael Jackson song? Do you know it? No. You probably don't.
Oh, is it that one when they're in Egypt?
Remember the Time?
Yeah.
No, I like that song a lot, but it's not my favorite.
I don't like that video at all.
My favorite is Stranger in Moscow.
I don't know that song. Look at that.
It's on History.
Okay. Alright, we're at 45 minutes, so...
Do we have more stuff to say? We took a flight to Boston, and then we took a train from Boston. Oh, our luggage broke!
The handle
of our luggage broke, like, as we were leaving home.
When we got to the first bus stop when we were leaving
and
at
then
the corner.
We went to eat lunch in Boston, and after lunch, we just, like, went and got new luggage at
TJ
Maxx.
We just bought a new luggage at TJ Maxx.
And put all our stuff in there.
Alright, we're gonna go.
Alright, yeah, it's been a long time. Right. What's your sign-off? You have a good one.
Oh, I have a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Like, you had it before.
Thanks a latte.
That might be it.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.